Okay. That was dramatic, and I appreciate the drama because I got nothing but that in my life, literally. Okay. Let me see. I just need to check my platforms. I'm doing this unexpectedly, so if you guys are joining me, welcome, welcome. I just really felt like the Lord just wanted me to hop up on here. Oh, gosh, you guys, so much is burning in my heart, Okay, let me see real quick. Let me see. I pray everybody is doing well, doing as well as can be given the news that has been blazing all over the place. And I'm going to talk about that because that has got me stirred up. It really has me fired up. Okay. So let me see here. Make sure all my systems are go. Guys, I'm a one-woman show here. I'm just fighting for my life. Fighting for my life out in these streets. I need to just... I'm reeling. I am. All right. How about we just go ahead and start off in prayer? Because that's the way to do it. Okay, guys. Thank you so much for just bearing with me. Bear with me. Thank you. Guys. Jesus. Get your music, get your worship music flowing. Join me. We just need to release the presence of the Lord in the atmosphere. Do we not? Don't even lie and act like everything is okay. And if it is, great, because I need that. I need some okayness. I mean, of course, everything is okay because God is in control. He's on the throne. He sits in the heavens and laughs. And I need to laugh while I'm crying. I need to laugh while I'm confused. I need to laugh while I have no clarity. You know, I just need to learn to do that. Let's just pray. This girl's mind just needs to just whoosh. Lord, you are in control. You are above all things. God, you prepare a table for us in the presence of our enemies. Father, you promised in your word that goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life. And we will dwell in your house. We are never homeless. We are never orphaned because we always have a home in you. We can put our confidence in you. We can rest in you, knowing that you've made all things. You've got a plan A, plan B, plan C. Like, nothing can thwart your plans. You are in full control. You know us better than we know ourselves. Father, I ask that you would just speak through me. I am your vessel. Help me to articulate what's on my heart, what's on your heart. Father, I ask for breakthrough. I ask for revelation. I ask for insight. I ask for clarity. I ask for the spirit of wisdom to prevail in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, guys. I don't even know where I want to start because, you know, I got like three different directions I could take this on. But I am so shook, first of all, with the whole thing with Charlie Kirk. I have been... I love watching his debates. I love having my kids watch his debates. I love listening to smart people talk. I love listening to the way they articulate themselves and the way they handle themselves in the middle of tension and how they conduct themselves. And I have always been a fan of how he's always handled himself. He's always stayed very cool, like, you know, very passionate, very witty. And I just could not even believe it. My husband, I was out doing some yard work and my husband sent me a text. Did you hear that? Charlie Kirk got shot. And I was like, what? No. And I started Googling and sure enough, I started seeing the headlines and my heart dropped. And the reason why I think this really impacted me, stick with me here. The reason why I really felt like this impacted my heart is because when my husband had texted me this, I was in the middle of some extreme warfare. And when I feel like I am under fire, I got to go out. I got to be outside. I just feel like guns have been blazing at me. And let me say this, not even so much like guns blazing. Okay, guys. And I don't want to say that because of everything that had happened, but I've been feeling suffocated, like claustrophobic. And you know, when you start to feel that way and it's like, I don't know how you guys respond when you feel like you're being like suffocated, when you feel like the walls are closing in on you. And for me, it causes this like panic. I'm like, I need to change things up. I need to like, I can't be here. I can't like, I don't know what to do. You know, you don't know what to do with yourself. And so I went outside and I'm like, oh God. And, you know, I'm really learning to go to God in those moments because what I tend to do is try to figure them out in my own human reasoning. Like, why am I going through this? Like, what is going on? And then I'll go to God, but I'm just like rambling and I'm not listening. I'm like, what are you doing? What is going on? I'm like struggling here and you're not talking to me. I'm not getting any direction. I am so confused. I feel this one minute like this is the right thing to do. And then the next minute it's like I feel like this. And then I'm, you know, there's no peace. I don't know what to do. What is going on? It was like I felt like we were on the cusp, like on the threshold of breakthrough. And now I feel like it's a lie. Like, have I been believing a lie this whole time? Guys, I'm going to be really, really real with you today. I mean, I'm always real, but, you know, real to another degree because I need a diet. I need a little sip of some cola right now because every time I tried to take a sip of a soda today, I look behind me and I got my kids like little rascals, all of them passing it around like they're at a frat party trying to sip up my soda. I'm like, you guys put my drink down. Two sodas and I got like three sips out of it. So I'm down in my lair and they're not touching my pop because they're all in bed right now. back to my tragedy. And tragedy and insight. So I want to bring you guys into that with me. So I got this thing, like this notification. I listened to this guy's podcast. His name's Taylor. He has the Deep podcast. And I love listening to his stuff. And it was titled, let me get like the actual title of what it is. I was listening to, you guys see, I'm just trying to bridge the gap and buy myself some time as I'm trying to find this. Oh, Jesus. Okay. So it was the spirit, sounds like God, the spirit of Python, divination, spiritual counterfeits, and suffocation. And I saw that word suffocation. I was literally like, oh my God, literally, that's what I've been feeling like. Suffocation. When I feel suffocated, it's like, girl, you still got to do your duties. You still got to clean the house. You still got to show up for your kids. Yeah, I mean, you still, you have to. Unless my husband's around, then I'm running away. Good luck. Call me later. Send up the smoke signals. And even then, I'm not coming. Hold on, guys. I just got to fix this real quick. Okay. So as I'm listening to this podcast, he begins to reveal the spirit of Python, which I've heard of before, but I'm like not really versed in it, you know, and I didn't really have a thorough understanding. He like does a phenomenal job of breaking this down. And this is exactly why when you are going through something, our testimony is somebody else's breakthrough. Literally, he was sharing how he struggled with this spirit and was able to eventually identify it and how he was able to break through. And because of his breakthrough, now he's sharing this. And now everybody, you know, so many other people are going to have a breakthrough because of this. So as he begins to talk about the role and like what this spirit is all about, I'm like, oh my gosh, check, 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 checking all the boxes, you know, on top of feeling suffocated, on top of feeling closed in, just exhausted, worn down. I just want to give up. I'm like, I thought I was right there. I don't even know what the there is. I don't even know what is on the other side. I don't even have a vision for it. I don't even know, but it's just the expectancy. There's just a rumbling in my spirit. It is all just blind trust. You know, it's like the Lord is putting these blinders on to just say, just trust me and keep walking in this direction. Just keep going straight, keep going straight. It will be revealed in its time. And every once in a while, I'll get like a little piece of a puzzle. But, you know, a piece of a puzzle, that's all it is. It's just like, I still don't even know what is this? Like, this looks like a piece to a castle or it could be a dirt mound. I can't even tell. I wouldn't even know. And so I've been feeling like the Lord's been revealing stuff like that to me, like just in pieces. And I've been trying to be patient and I'm like, okay, we're almost there. This has been like so many years now. We've been I've gone through the breaking and now I feel like I'm going through another season of breaking when I thought I was going, you know, the opposite direction. I'm like, I can't, I don't know how much more I could be broken. No, please don't do this to me. And when you're in those seasons, there's not a whole lot of clarity going on now. And so this morning I woke up and I just kind of reasoned in my mind, I'm just ready to just lay down and surrender to whatever this is. And I kid you not. As I'm thinking this in my head, the guy on the podcast begin, you know, I'm listening to this and he says the worst place to be is in the in-between of wanting to totally give into this and going, you know, and running to God. Being in the middle is the worst spot because that's really where the constriction happens. And I was like, what does surrender look like? And I just felt like the Lord was like, "All right, it's not your surrender. When you surrender, it's not just you. It's not just affecting you personally. We're talking about a generational surrender because now it's going to impact your children and your children's children. This is a generational impact of giving in. You've come this far. Are you sure that you're ready to just lay down and surrender?" And I was just like, I felt like I was in a Wonder Woman fight scene. Like I was just, you know, like the lights are kind of dim and she's just getting slapped around. And at this point he comes and kicks her in the stomach and she's just like, oh, I can't do this. I'm so tired. And then like, you know, the words of her mom or whatever starts replaying in her head and she starts having flashbacks and starts remembering who she is and why she's engaging in this battle and what it's all about. This is what was going on outside in the fields. God was starting to just be like, I'm just laying on the floor, like getting kicked around. Like, I'm so tired of fighting. How much more warfare do I got to do? How much more? Like, I'm so done. I feel like I was born and bred to fight. I'm tired of it. It's like, but maybe that's who I'm supposed to be. Maybe I'm just fighting who God has designed me to be, which is just a fighter. Maybe I'm sitting here thinking I'm supposed to be a princess in a castle. And he's like, girl, no, actually, you were born and bred for battle. And that's going to be where you stay. Just like Moses in the wilderness, you know, like literally that's where he lived. He had a small moment of his life that he, well, not small, but like when he was, till he was 40, lived in, you know, privilege and prestige and high status. And the next half of his life was wilderness. And I'm just like, dang, God, am I just meant for wilderness? Am I just meant to just live and die on this battlefield? Like, I hate fighting. And the thing is I've never really learned how to fight the right way. And so much of my life has been robbery, has been like me thinking I was fighting the right way, and I wasn't. I really wasn't. I was in survival mode. I wasn't a warrior. And as I'm listening and he's talking about this Python spirit, and I'm going to go ahead and read the reference as to what this is about. And maybe if you are struggling with no motivation, you have no vision, like everything, you feel like everything is being snuffed out. Like you're just like, I don't even have a grid for where I'm at right now. We were advancing. I take 2 steps forward and I'm taking 20 back. Like, this is what it feels like. And I'm going to get into a little bit more as I'm learning. I'm going to share with you because I'm not a gatekeeper. I'm going to share all that with you because we all need some breakthrough around here. And this had really helped me give me some insight as to what I was dealing with. Because a lot of times you think it's you. It's just like, what is wrong with me? Like, is my thyroid off? Is this my hormones? Like, what is it? What is it? And you know, there's people out there that's like, don't over spiritualize things. Like, shh, girl, take a back seat. Like, yes, I will. Actually, I will. I'm going to spiritualize this because this is very spiritual. Like, I feel like there's some kind of internal erosion happening, and I don't even know who, what, where, when, and why it's happening. So, in Acts, this is where the Python spirit is talked about. And this is, here it is. Okay, so this is Matthew 16:16. Now it happened as we went to prayer. I know I just had to stop there. Is it? It happened as we went to prayer. Like it happens as they're going to seek the Lord. Okay. That a certain slave girl possessed with a spirit of divination met us, who brought her masters much profit by fortune telling. This girl followed Paul and us and cried out, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. I mean, like, she's not even lying here. You know, she's speaking truth. And this she did for many days. She's following them around, harassing them for all these days. Dear God, this is me right here. Okay. But Paul, greatly annoyed, turned and said to the spirits. That's interesting. It doesn't say he said this to the girl. He said this to the spirits. I command you in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her. And he came out that very hour. He came out that very hour. That spirit is a he. He came out that very hour. But when her master saw that, okay, so then it goes on to talk about like what the consequence was for Paul going ahead and casting out that demon. Okay, or that spirit. Now, the spirit of divination, in other translation, it also calls it the Python spirits. And I thought that was interesting. And the Python spirit is, as you can see in the story, it's like it mixes truth with like false. Like there, she's right. She is saying the truth. She's saying these men are the servants of the Most High God who proclaim to us the way of salvation. Well, it doesn't seem harmless, right? Like she's announcing who these men are. And she had done this for many days. So she's following them around, constantly saying this. And I think this is what has so many, this is what brings confusion. Yes, there is truth that is being spoken, but it's the spirit that's speaking it that doesn't feel right. Just because it's true, whatever the spirit is behind what is saying it is what makes it not right, because they become greatly annoyed and they turn and they command the spirit to come out. So it brings this like annoyance. And if you think of Python, it's a snake and it coils around you and it's meant to choke you out. And it's like a constrictor. It's to constrict you from breathing. It's just to keep you bound. And so I thought that was so interesting, because he was reading this passage to, you know, substantiate what he was sharing about the whole Python thing. And I'm just like, oh my gosh, I think this is what I couldn't, like, I didn't, you know, like, it's like you going through something, you're just like, oh, it's just me. I'm just, no, but it's not you. It's a spirit. It's a spirit that is trying to constrict you and keep you from moving forward. It's trying to annoy you. It's trying to get you to give up. It's trying to wear you down, right? Like this repetitiveness of this girl that has this spirit is trying to wear them down. That's what, you know, isn't that what your kids do when you're at the store and they just keep annoying you, saying the same thing over and over? Please, 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 can I have it? Can I have it? Can I? Please, please. And they're just, it wears you down. And either you're just like, hey, I said no. And if you say it one more time, then you're going to get in trouble. Or you go to the opposite door and you're just put the dang thing in the cart so we can get out of here. Depends what mood you are. But this is what it's meant to do. It's trying to get you to a place to where you just give up. You just, what do you want? You want my soul? You want my identity? You want my future? You want my generational like lineage? You want my bloodline? Whatever. Just be quiet. Go away. Stop suffocating me. And then all of a sudden, I don't know. I had so much, like, there's so much on the line. And I just felt like the Lord was whispering that to me. Like, I'm just like literally having this weak conversational prayer thing. Like, I'm just going to give up. I can't do this anymore. Like, I don't know what you're after anymore. I really don't. So if you're dealing with that, you're dealing with feeling like just so much confusion is going on. And it was funny because this spirit had followed them around for many days. Why was it that it took Paul so long to finally say, come out in the name of Jesus? You know, like, why did it take so long for this? Is it that it took that long for him to realize what this was about? I haven't done much study on it, but I wanted to share this in reference to give some validity to the Python spirit. It's a spirit of divination. It is a spirit that is meant to wear you down, constrict. I'm going to link his episode because he did a more thorough study on it. I just come to this realization like a few hours ago. And I just wanted to share that and throw that out there. And, you know, you guys can discern on that. But as I had come to that realization while I was doing yard work, and like I said, my husband sent me that text, and I'm sitting here like, I know it's because of the war on my voice. I know it. And the more that I'm trying to push through and, you know, honor the Lord and what he's calling me to do and wield the weapons he's given me. Gosh, it's not easy. You know, there's a price, but there's also a price to pay by not doing it. You will pay a price either way. There is a price either way. This is why the scripture says count the cost and follow me. Like, really think about it, because you're going to have to remind yourself as you're on the journey of your faith, you're going to have to remind yourself, wait, why am I doing this again? Why am I following the Lord? Like me, I'm out in the field and I'm just like, I'm going to give up. I don't even know. Like, I'm just going to surrender. I don't even know what surrender looks like at this point. Like, I'm just going to be done doing anything. Like, I'm done. And that's when I felt like the Lord is like, wait a minute, the cost, remember the cost. Remember to count the cost. What is the cost? That it's not going to just affect you, but it's going to affect your lineage. It's going to affect all your bloodline. So what you choose to surrender to at this moment, which you choose to not break through on at this moment, it will go down to your children and your children's children. And guess what? You're responsible for it. You're responsible for what you choose to pick up and what you choose to lay down. And I am speaking to myself 100%. And I was just like, you know, full on pity party, like, what could I say when the Lord's sitting here like, you ready? And it's like I could just picture my kids' faces and everything that this life that we built and all of it. And it's just like, are you ready to not? You're not just giving up on you. You're giving up on them too. And you're giving up on your children's children too. And I'm just like, oh my God, I don't even know what to do. Can't you just do this for me? I don't even know what you expect of me right now. The cost is great to follow the Lord. It's a great cost. It's also worthy. It's also full of no regrets. Full of no regrets. It's not easy. It's not for the faint of heart. If you sign up for Christianity because you think everything's going to go perfectly, it's actually not going to go perfectly. And every trauma that comes up, like, think about the things that trigger you. Why does it trigger you? Like, lean into that for a moment. What is triggering you and why is it triggering you? Why is it that you freak out when the house is a mess? Why is it that you freak out when you drop something on the floor? Why is it that you freak out when, I'm just trying to think of some things, like when the kids are screaming, it's chaos. Like, what is the root? And this is where we need the Holy Spirit to just lean in and help us heal. And I'm like, there's obviously some things that the Lord is trying to get at in my heart, is trying to get me to heal from before we cross over, because I can't take it. I can't take it to the other side. I can't take whatever it is. Maybe it is wanting to quit. Maybe he's trying to teach me how to fight. Maybe that's what it is, because I really learned some warfare out there in the field today. I'll be honest. I just kind of wanted to just feel sorry for myself and have a pity party. I just wanted to go down the list of everything that went wrong in my life and how it's not fair and boohoo for me. And I really did. I thank God for this podcast, because as I'm listening to it, he's like, let's come out of agreement with it. And it was so easy. And I just began to feel something lift. And so this is the part where I want to talk about Charlie Kirk. This is the part where, talk about worthy. That wrecked me. That news wrecked me. And it's funny, on today, when I felt like I just wanted to quit and surrender, that this news broke out about him being assassinated. And it drummed up a warrior spirit within me. The same day I just wanted to surrender, the same day I just wanted to quit, the same day, you know, just thinking about all the frustrations and just feeling muddled. So I've been pretty heavy for the last few days, and I started thinking about, you know, the story of Abel. And how his blood was crying out for justice. And you have a man with such monumental influence, fearless, unapologetic about the truth. I would think that if anybody would choose a way to leave this earth, let it be that we lived our life on mission and didn't try to hoard our life and hoard every single day to ourselves, but that we gave it away, that we didn't bury our talents, but that we utilized them. We multiplied them. We made disciples. I want to read the story of John the Baptist, because I kept thinking of John the Baptist in relation to Charlie Kirk. Charlie Kirk, he was a voice that cried out in the wilderness. He was a voice. I mean, this world has become a wilderness of lies. You know, truth becomes very scarce, and you can probably shoot off a few people that are, you know, really monumental figures that have held the line for truth, and he was one of them. At that time, this is from Matthew chapter 14. At that time, Herod the Tetrarch heard the report about Jesus and said to his servants, "This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead. And therefore, these powers are at work in him." Oh, hold on. Let me see. Is this the right? Yeah. He wanted to put him to death. Okay, yeah, this is right. Sorry. "And said to his servants, 'This is John the Baptist. He is risen from the dead, and therefore these powers are at work in him.' For Herod had laid hold of John and bound him and put him in prison for the sake of Herodias, his brother Philip's wife." Because John was speaking out about Herod and marrying his brother's wife. And so, you know, he spoke out against something that was wrong and not popular by any means, because John had said to him, "It is not lawful for you to have her." And although he wanted to put him to death, he feared the multitude because they counted him as a prophet. But when Herod's birthday was celebrated, the daughter of Herodias danced before them and pleased Herod. Therefore, he promised with an oath to give her whatever she might ask. So she, having been prompted by her mother, said, "Give me John the Baptist's head here on a platter." And the king was sorry. Nevertheless, because of the oaths and because of those who sat with him, he commanded it to be given to her. So he sent and had John beheaded in prison. And his head was brought on a platter and given to the girl. And she brought it to her mother. Then his disciples came and took away the body and buried it and went and told Jesus. You know, there's this amazing man on mission, a forerunner that was to prepare the way for Jesus. Speaks out against injustice, delivers truth that was unpopular, and guess what? It cost him his life. So what does that mean for us Christians? What does that mean to us Christians? What do we value more in this life? To follow the mission of the Lord and speak truth unapologetically, or do we love our life and just live a life of being stifled? Because is that really living if you're always afraid? Lord, I just pray for your people, Lord, for the life that was taken today, Lord. I pray that a million voices will rise up boldly to proclaim your truth, that will rise up unapologetically. Father, I pray for a multiplication, for one servant, one son of yours was taken from this earth. Father, I pray that a million sons and daughters will rise up in this land, that their voices will resound that much louder. Father, trusting your plans, trusting no matter what happens, Father, no matter what happens, we have no control over the future. We have no foresight, but you do. You do. Father, breathe life into your people. Breathe life into your people. Resurrect your people from the dead, just as you call Lazarus to come forth. Father, I just command all Lazarus who is bound up and in the grave, come forth in Jesus' name and step into your calling, step into your purpose, step into your identity in Jesus' name. Take off the grave clothes. Take the grave clothes off that have you bound, that have you bound in your bed, that have you bound to lies, that have you bound to fear, that have you bound to rejection, that have you bound to self-pity, that have you bound to the victim mentality in Jesus' name. Come forth. Come forth in Jesus' name. Come forth. It's time to live again. It's time to move again. It's time to move forward in Jesus' name. It's time to keep moving. The enemy is on the move. He is trying to wear us down. We can't quit. We can't quit. Not for the sake of our children. Whatever we don't push through, whatever we don't fight through, it becomes their battle. Because whatever our parents didn't fight through, it's on our lap now. Our kids don't get an inheritance then. They get a battle they got a war through. And it's not easy. It's not easy as a parent. When you're trying to battle through things, and you're trying to navigate, and you're trying to make sense of stuff, and you're trying to process, all while in the midst of that, you're raising human beings and trying to navigate them and trying to lead them and trying to teach them. It's okay. Let them see the mess. Dear God, just let them see it. Let them see what it looks like to fall and rise again. Let them see what it looks like to dust yourself off and keep moving. And even if moving for you looks like crawling because you're too tired of walking, you're too tired of running, and the only movement you can do right now is crawl, then let them see you crawl. Let them be proud that my parent, I saw them war through things I can't even imagine. And you know what? They never gave up. And I saw them want to give up so many times. I saw them want to give in. And I even heard them say, I can't do this no more and I'm done. But you know what? They kept moving. They kept pressing forward. Let's teach our kids how to fight. Let's teach our kids how to war. Let's teach our kids what it looks like to not give up and not contend and not make excuses and not be a victim. Let's show them what it looks like to war. Dang, I know people are tired living out on the battlefield for real. I sure know I am. Good Lord, I know I am. But pick up your weapons, O mighty one. You are mighty in the Lord. You are strong in battle. Yes, you are. Let me tell you something. Think about this. When we become adopted, when we become co-heirs with Christ, and we are now grafted into his promise, we are now a part of a new bloodline. Everything is shifted for us. We now don't have to inherit what our parents do. Now, do we have to fight through it? Yes. But you know what? Now we have a new inheritance. This is our Father who has imparted his strength to us. Now he needs to, just like I'm out there in the fields, he's whispering to us, don't you give up. Don't you give in, because it comes with a cost. It comes with a cost. Dang. And that's a hard pill to swallow. It's hard to swallow realization. It's like, look at what you've had to war through. That will only compound and go right on down the line. I guess we're going to have to fight then. I guess we're going to have to fight through. We're going to have to hold the line. We're going to have to press through. We're going to have to advance. Because what's the alternative? Like, really, what is the alternative? Look at the things that have weighed you down in your life. Are we going to give that to our kids? No. No, we can't do that. Now is not the time to back down. Now is not the time to cower in fear and say, oopsie, this is the consequence of what happens if we say too much. This is what happens when you say things that offend somebody. Look at what happened with John the Baptist. He said something that offended Herod, and so now he lost his head. Right? Or, you know, this is what happens when you go ahead and you open your mouth and you become vocal and you try to do good for people and you try to, you know, spread the message and hold the line for truth. And look at what happened to Charlie. No. Don't you cower. I'm going to slap every one of y'all if y'all cower, because I know that I'm trying not to. No. We need to get angry. We need to get upset. We need to fight for what is ours. Because I'm going to tell you what, if we stay silent and we retreat, it's, oh my gosh, we can't say nothing. We got to just, you know, we got to guard our lives even until death. We can't. What's the consequence? You're going to lose your life anyways. That I promise you. It's only a matter of time. And you could lose your life, you could lose your dignity, you could lose your identity, you could lose it all. You'll just be a walking dead person, a shell of who you were meant to be. I'm not doing that. I'm not going down like that. Mm-mm. No. 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 I straight up, you know what? We all love the movies of the hero, right? Like, we love Braveheart. And you got William Wallace that's shouting out freedom at the end when they're trying to get him to concede. No, because you know what? It comes at a cost. Freedom comes at a cost, and so does slavery. No matter what, you got to pay a price. No matter what, you have to pay a price. The thing is, what do you value the most? Do you value your integrity? Do you value your honor? Do you value truth? Do you value justice? Do you value passing down to your children a better future, a better nation, a faith that isn't tainted, a faith that hasn't been hijacked, a faith that is pure? Or are we just going to hand everything over to Jezebel? Because just like in I think it's in 2 Kings, where she's doing an all-out assault to take out all the prophets of God. Are we just all going to just, no. I'll tell you who you are. We are the reserve that is in the cave. We are the reserve that's in the cave that Elijah didn't even know about. And when God said, I believe it's 3,000 that I have reserved for myself that have never bowed the knee to Baal or kissed him. That's us. And now he's sending them out. We haven't been, he didn't just keep them in a cave to keep them safe. Okay, now you guys could just stay there and we'll bring you your rations of bread and water every single day until the day you guys die. No, I have you guys in here because when the time comes to be released, get prepared. Be prepared to release the sound. Be prepared to go out. If God is for us, who could be against us? Right? Let's just pray. Let's just pray. Jesus. You know, if you're one of those people that are struggling with feeling constricted, confined, you're struggling with this type of spirit that I had described, the same one that I was struggling with, I'm going to pray for you. And you open your mouth, open your own mouth, even if it's a whisper, even if you're doing it weak, like in a weak way, it doesn't matter. It's still incense. It's still an offering. It still matters. Lord, just repeat after me. I rebuke the spirit in Jesus' name. Get off of me. Get off of me. In the name of Jesus. Release your grip from off my body, from off my throat, from off my mouth, from off my hands, from off my feet. In Jesus' name. Father, I ask that you would flood me. Just say it, Lord, flood my mind with vision. Flood my mind with your heart. Flood my understanding. Give me clarity and insight in Jesus' name. Teach me to war. Teach me how to fight back. Not to lay down and surrender to the things that are trying to take me out, and not just me, but my entire bloodline, my generation, my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren. Father, reveal to me the schemes and the plans of the enemy that are trying to choke out the seeds that you've been planting in my life. In Jesus' name, Father, just repeat this after me. Father, I exalt you. I magnify you. I'm going to take my eyes off my pain right now. I'm going to take my eyes off my confusion right now. And Father, I look to you. You said, they that wait on the Lord will be renewed of strength. You will mount me up on wings as eagles. I will run and not grow weary. You said it in your word. Father, make my feet to run. Make my feet to run. Make my arms to soar. Give me a bird's eye vision of my circumstance, God. Give me strategy. I pray for strategy and just ask God for strategy. Father, give me strategy. Give me strategy on how to operate, on how to navigate my life, on how to move forward in Jesus' name. Give me strategy. Father, I don't want to be as one that beats the air. Give me eyes to see. Give me ears to see, ears to hear what your spirit is saying. May my fist land on the target, God. May I not just be sitting there flailing around and just hitting nothing and exerting unnecessary energy. But may my fists land where they were meant to land. May my words land where they're meant to bring destruction to the enemy's kingdom and to build yours up in Jesus' name, to tear down strongholds, to tear down the walls that have been built up to keep people from experiencing you in Jesus' name. Father, you are a God that sits in the heavens and you laugh. You are in control. You are in control. You are in control. Father, we thank you that you shed your blood on the cross, that you carried our guilt, you carried our shame. Father, we just ask for that healing oil, that healing balm to just put it on our hearts, put it on our minds, just help it to gird our loins. Let your truth gird us up so that we can stand, and having done all to stand, still stand firm in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, 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 the name that is above every name, the name that is above every name. In Jesus' name, Jesus, 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 Jesus. There is no name that is sweeter than your name. Jesus, we pray for healing for our nation, Father. We pray for healing for every corner of this earth, Father, globally, Lord. We pray for revival to start in us. That it's just not an event that we wait for it to happen. But Father, let it be within us. Stir the waters within us first, Father. Stir the waters of revival in our hearts, Father. In the hearts of our children, God. Stir the waters the same way the angel would come and stir the waters once a year. And whoever would go inside the water would get their healing, Father. Let the angels come and stir the waters of our hearts. Stir the waters in our belly to release healing. Let the healing flow. Let it, Father, especially in our children, especially in us and our children, Father, let your healing flow, healing from anxiety, healing from trauma, healing from fear, healing from all the things that have tried to keep us bound and kept us from moving forward in Jesus' name. Father, let your healing waters flow. Stir the waters. Stir the in Jesus' name. Jesus, we just pray for Charlie's family, dear God. Heal what has been taken from them so violently, Lord. I pray that even now they would feel the peace that surpasses all understanding to guard their hearts and their minds, Father, that they would just rise up that much stronger, God, that much more fearless, Lord. Bring healing to them, Father, healing in Jesus' name. Be with their children. Be with their children, Lord. Wash away all the pain, Lord, wash it away. Jesus' name. Father, let your army arise. Let your army rise in this nation, Father. I think so many of us have said enough is enough, Father. Let us not wait for somebody else to be the one to take a stand and to carry the mantle. But Father, I pray that let the mantle of truth fall on your people. Just as Elijah threw his mantle on Elisha, that was an invitation. Do you want a double portion? Father, I pray for a double portion to be released on your people in Jesus' name. A double portion of anointing, a double portion in Jesus' name. Jesus. a double portion. Father, let this not be something that just withers away from the passing of time. But Father, I ask that this would just be a firestorm that just grows and grows and grows and grows in Jesus' name. Father, it's time for us to start taking ground. It's time for us to set the captives free. It's time to fulfill the mandate, to set the captives free, to bind the brokenhearted, to set the prisoners free, and to release the ones in darkness. It's time. It's time to fulfill the mandate. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Bring healing. Bring healing to our nation. In Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Guys, I just want to encourage you. This is not the time to shrink down. This is not the time to be letting the enemy set the parameter for how we retreat, how we move forward, or how we stay stagnant. Mm-mm, no, he ain't calling the shots. God is. We're gonna let God call the shots. We're gonna get our direction from him, and he's calling us to advance. Don't let the enemy, he's setting a siege on our minds. He's trying to wear us down. He's trying to wear us down with doubt and fear and intimidation. And whether it's outside voices, whether it's internal, whatever it is, he's trying to wear you down. Don't let him, we got to hold on. We got to take my hand. We're doing this together, brother, sister, whoever's joining me today. We're doing this together. Hold the line. It's there. I believe it's there. We're there. We're there. I pray we're there. We're almost there. We can't let go. We can't release it. Our kids are watching us. They're watching how we respond in this time. They're watching how we respond in tragedy. Do we say, oh, okay, see, guys, this is why we don't say stuff. No. Let's teach our kids that to live fearlessly, to live with purpose. All right, guys. That's all I got. That's all I got. If y'all have been blessed by this, like, comment, subscribe, and share it. Share, share, share. Keep Charlie Kirk's family in your prayers. I know we are all over here having all the feels. It's just, it's surreal for me. And it's not so much that I saw him as like an idol or icon. It was nothing. It's nothing like that. It's nothing like that. It's just, it's seeing the state of our nation. It's seeing what happens when we bend the knee to agendas, when we go ahead and bow to appease, a certain ideology, when we're sitting here worshiping, then they're going to take us captive, basically. I mean, it's happened throughout scripture. So let's not entangle ourselves. Let's not have mixture with our faith. And there, no compromise, no mixture. We need the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Nothing but the truth. I'm going to link, that the podcast I was listening to, so that if any of you guys are struggling with that same spirit that I was describing, just feeling constricted and, what did I just say? I can't even think of the word. Constricted, confined, just like the ship's going down and you just got to take one last breath. Like you're ready to just give up. You're ready to surrender. And I'm not talking about you're tired because you got home from work. No, no, no. This is like bigger than that. I'm not talking about tired because you got to do the laundry 10 times. It's a different type. It's a type that you're just ready to surrender to whatever it is. You don't even know what it is. You're just like, oh, bye. Bye. I'm going to eat a cheesecake and I'm just going down. I'm just done. Hold on, guys. I just got to. That just hits hard. I'm processing the way I'm feeling with you guys. I know I've gone long, but it's like, I just don't. You know what the worst thing is for somebody to have died in vain. And I picture that that movie, The Patriot, and everybody is starting to retreat. I forget the main character's name, but Mel Gibson. He sees everybody starting to retreat and he grabs the flag and he's like, no. And he runs to where the breach happened and he just starts waving the flag. And as everybody saw his courage, they were like, they went from being terrified and retreating and believing that they were going to lose to being inspired. One man's courage, one man's strength led to everybody else turning around and just, they found this, it rose up within them and they said, you know what? Yes. And the fight came back. The fight came back. That's what this is. That's what this is. One man's courage. One man's ability to be able to face people and to speak truth and be on mission. Let that inspire us to not retreat. No. Turn around and get back on the battlefield. Every single one of you, run out on that battlefield. Be where you're supposed to be. Man your posts. Get to your battle stations. Wherever God has assigned you at, whatever post you're supposed to be at, you better ask Holy Spirit, reveal that to me. Reveal what my post is. Where do you got me on this battlefield? What's my job? Am I in the front line? Am I in the back? Am I calling the shot? Where am I at? Where you want me? Am I general? Am I command? What am I? Let him reveal it to you. And you stay at your post and you hold the line and you stay where you're supposed to stay. And you hear his voice, whatever he's directing you and telling you to do. Are you supposed to start a podcast? Are you supposed to be writing a book? What are you called to do? It's time. This is the time. This is not the time to back down. This is not the time to stay silent. This is the time to advance. Advance. And you're going to do it. And you're going to do it with your kids. You're the biggest influence. Let them witness the warrior rise up. All right, guys. That's all I got for you. Love you guys. Again, like, comment, subscribe. You guys know the drill. You guys have heard a million YouTube videos. Drop a comment. I'd love to hear from you. Love to hear your thoughts. Let's pray together. Let's do this. All right, guys. Continue to rebuild your ruins.